Houston. We had a great experience down there in February. A lot of great relationships in the with the Texans and the university down there. Got some players with some family down there, so just want to let them know we're thinking about them. You know, competitive game tonight. Thought our guys competed hard, especially in the second half. And, you know, it was good to see. We'll take a look at the tape here and, you know, make our final evaluations in the next couple of days and start getting ready for Kansas City. But I thought it was a good competitive effort tonight, but you know, we'll see how it looks on tape.
Bill, obviously Jacoby had some very nice numbers out there tonight, but we also know who the, you know, he was playing against people on the, you know, second string and so on. Do you, when you evaluate that, do you evaluate more how he did what he did as opposed to who he did it against?
Yeah, we'll evaluate everything that we can. I mean, he can't control who else is out there. There's nothing he can do about that. Nothing they can do about who we have out there. So it is what it is.
Bill, you're wearing the Houston hat. I heard you mention it when you started. When you think about that, are there any people specifically that you're thinking of? I know you have connections down there of past staff
members. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
One of them, Chad O'Shea. What type of coach is he? I know he looked like he was maybe doing some play calling tonight. Like, what have you had with him since 09?
Yeah, Chad does a good job. He works hard. He's got a lot of experience. Yeah, he's done a good job for us. Chad's family's from Houston, too.
Bill, the outcome didn't turn out in your favor nonetheless to get to that point. It was quite a comeback, and one of the things that was very noticeable from afar was how emotionally invested a lot of the guys that usually are on the field in those situations, a lot of the veterans were, and Jacoby up here said it was, you know, it was really important and it was fun to have the support of those guys. How important is to create an environment where those guys, because you don't are so you know, emotional and pulling for the players on the field, because frankly you don't see that in every game.
All right. Well, that's, you know, I think a tribute to the respect that each guy on the team has for his teammates and vice versa. So not something you can legislate, not something you can mandate. It's just spontaneous, and that's the way it should be.
Coach, I know you watch a lot of film. You've mentioned this past week you played this preseason. Obviously, now with the going to come down on Saturday. It's pretty much set at this
point. Well, yeah, that and take care of the roster, which I'm sure that'll be a something that'll be in transition for a while. It's not all going to happen in one day, and I'm sure there'll be player transactions in the first week or two of the season, like there always are. So we'll just have to see how it goes. I don't know.
Bill, prior to Cyrus going down, he was the only player who had returned punts in the preseason for you guys. How difficult or easy is it to assess a player in a punt return situation in training camp or a practice setting rather than a game?
I don't know. Depend on the player and the situation.
What have you seen?
I don't know.
What have you seen from Will Likely in that role in training camp?
Yeah, he's been out there every day. He's been doing it every day, turned a few punts a day. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes. We'll see what Cyrus's situation is, take a look at that. I just don't have enough information really to answer the question.
Bill, it seemed like a long look at the tight ends tonight, O'Shaughnessy and Hollister in particular. Anything stand out to you in terms of either one of them separating themselves in maybe a competition for roster spot?
Yeah, I'd have to go look at the film and, you know, look at everybody. So, which we will. We'll do that. I can't sit here and evaluate, you know, 40 players.
So instead of, then not necessarily the game tonight, but what does O'Shaughnessy in terms of his traits, what does he have going for him as a football player?
Well, he's got a little bit of experience. Still a young player. fairly new to our system, but he's picked it up well. So he's, you know, missed a little time, but he's been out there most of the time. So we'll see how it goes.
Hey, Bill. Over here, Bill. Would you regard this as the toughest time for you, like in training camp, to make these decisions within the next 2 days, considering these guys have been working all through spring for you and
yeah,
all that?
No, it's always, yeah, it's always hard to have to release players. Yeah, that's personally, that's always tough. You guys gave you everything they got, and I mean, we have 90 players, and we have to get out of 53, so it'll be hard to tell whoever it is. I don't even know who it's going to be, but whoever it is. It'll be hard to tell some of those players that, you know, we won't be able to keep them. But, you know, we all knew that situation at the beginning. There's nothing new with that. It's just, but it's hard. Guys put a lot into it, and they give it their best, and can't work out for everybody. But that's, you know, up and on the other side of the table, too, so.
Given, I know it's the preseason game, Jacoby had 28 of 39 for 340 yards with four touchdowns and the one interception. He also rushed for a touchdown. That's, I guess, the number three quarterback. How fortunate do you feel to have a quarterback depth chart, you know, that looks pretty strong from one to three?
Yeah, like I said, I thought the players all competed well tonight. And, you know, they went out there and played hard in all three phases of the game. So I thought they all did, you know, but we'll see. Take a closer look at the tape and, you know, do what we feel is best for the team.